is Wednesday Night Net. Your net control station this evening is KB2KAC. My name is Kristen, and I am located in Madison Township. This net meets each Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time on this frequency with a backup repeater frequency of 444.275 megahertz. The purpose of this net is to conduct Franklin County ARES business and to discuss amateur radio topics related to public service and emergency communications. One evening each month, we hold an in-person meeting. The next meeting will be held, August 14th at the Franklin County Office of Emergency Management and Homeland Security, located at 5300 Strawberry Farms Boulevard in Northeast Columbus. The meeting time will be 7:30 p.m. Calling the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. All licensed amateur radio operators are welcomed and encouraged to check in. When checking in, please provide your call sign clearly and phonetically. Please also provide your name. A PL tone of 94.8 Hz is required to access this repeater system. At this time, I will take check-ins from any stations having either emergency or priority traffic for the net. Please call KB2KAC. And I will now take check-ins from stations that have Franklin County ARES business and or announcements or ARL bulletins for this evening's net. Please call KB2KAC.
Delta 8, India, India Bravo, 7.
IIB, got to Kevin. Anybody else who have business announcements or bulletins for this net, please call KB2KAC. Hearing none, I will now take check-ins from stations using I will now take check-ins using quadrants divided by Interstate 70 and Interstate 71. Please call in groups of 3 to 4 at a time. Are there any stations which are north of Interstate 70 and east of Interstate 71? Northeast quadrant. Please call KB2KAC.
November 8th, Papa Victor Charlie, John.
Yeah, this is Terry.
Kilo 8, Lima Echo, K8LE, Andy.
Kilowatt Delta, Sierra Yankee Papa, Bob, KD8SYP.
I got N8PVC, John. KD8LE Andy and KD8SYP Bob. Any others in the northeast quadrant?
Kilo Delta 8 Yankee Foxtrot Whiskey KD8YFW Terry.
YFW Terry. Any others in the northeast quadrant? Hearing none, we will move to the southeast. Any stations which are south of I-70 and east of I-71? Please call KB2KAC.
Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Yankee Tango, KD8SYT, Lynn.
Kilo Bravo 8, Yankee Victor India, KB8YVI, Phil.
KD8SYT, Lynn, and KB8YVI, Phil. Any others in the southeast quadrant? None. We will move to the southwest. Any stations which are south of Interstate 70 and west of Interstate 71, please call KB2KAC, southwest.
Kilo Delta 8, Hotel Victor X-ray, KD8HVX, Jim.
KD8HVX, Jim, got you down. Anybody else in the southwest quadrant, south of I-70 and west of I-71, please call KB2KAC. All right, hearing none, we will go ahead and do northwest quadrant. Any stations which are north of Interstate 70 and west of Interstate 71, northwest, please call KB2KAC.
November 8, Victor Juliet Foxtrot, Mark. Kilo 8, Oscar Victor Papa, K8OVB, Frank.
Delta 8, Charlie Mike, AD8CM, Marcel.
I've got N8JVS, Mark, VJF, sorry, Mark, K8OVP, Frank, and KD8CM, Marcel. AD8CM, sorry, Marcel. I am flubbing my own writing. Any others in the northwest quadrant, please call KB2KAC.
Delta 8, Kilo Charlie Golf, Brian.
KCG, got you down, Brian. Any others north of Interstate 70 and west of Interstate 71, please call KB2KAC. All right, hearing no more, we'll call any stations inside or outside of Franklin County wishing to check in to the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. Please call KB2KAC. You do not need to be a member of the Franklin County ARES to participate.
Whiskey 8, Romeo, Whiskey, Romeo, Madison County.
Kilo Delta 8, Romeo, Tango, Papa, John.
Got me earlier, W3CAN, Whiskey 3, Charlie Alpha, November, Jim, and geographically southeast.
We got W8RWR, Bob, and KD8RTP, John, as well as W3CAN, Jim. Any others inside or outside of Franklin County wishing to check in, please call KB2KAC. I will go back to those stations having Franklin County ARES business. Go ahead, KD8IIB. It's all yours, Kevin.
Question,
I just lost my paperwork somewhere, but anyway, Cal is not going to be able to make the net tonight, and I guess since he filled in for me for a few weeks there, a couple months anyway, I will gladly fill in for him. He texted me basically and said there's nothing really coming up event-wise that we should be concerned about at this moment, so that should be good. On my duties, oh, I've got a cough. On my duties, somebody did move my paperwork. Anyway, I can look at my calendar and tell. On my duties, upcoming nets, next week, July 31st, Jim, W3CAN. August 7th, NADJF, Mark. August 14th is currently open. If anybody'd like to take that week, speak up after I get off the air here. July 21st, as Kristen said, is the in-person. And July 28th will be W3CAN once again. With that, unless anybody wants to take that August 14th date, we'll send it back to Net.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Let's go ahead and take another round of check-ins. Anybody wishing to check in who we didn't catch before, please call KB2KAC.
KA8RRC, Kilo Alpha 8, Romeo Lima Charlie, Cal.
Zulu Alpha Romeo, Gregory, Delaware County.
Cal, K-A-R-L-C, and Gregory, I just got your last 3 years ZAR. Can you come back to me with your prefix, please?
My apologies. Whiskey 8, Zulu Alpha Romeo.
Gotcha that time. Thank you so much. Whiskey 8, Zulu Alpha Romeo, Gregory. Anybody else wishing to check in, please call KB2-KAC. None. I know for events we had the TriFit this past weekend. Anybody who worked the TriFit want to chime in? I don't think Jay checked in. So anyone have any comments on how that went or anything fun they want to share? Please call KB2KAC.
W3CAN.
W3CAN, go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I'll pick up a little bit on the TriFit since Jay's not on. I think we had an overall very good day. The course was truncated a little bit. No extended course options due to the heat, which was a mercy down in the street on Kenny and Woody Hayes. We felt every single degree of that heat index, but hopefully everybody stayed hydrated. I think things went fairly well on the whole, a little bit to be desired from the planning perspective as far as traffic management and some of the coordination with Ohio State. It was noticeable more on the south end of things, such as cabs, buses, and whatnot, that seems like nobody talked to each other about, but otherwise we were able to move traffic around pretty easily, both radio and auto, and things went off pretty much without a hitch. I don't even think we had too much in the way of heat injury, which is saying something. So that's about it for me. If anybody, yep, and that was the overtimer. Anyway, W3CAN.
Anybody else who worked TriFit want to chime in with anything? Please call KB2KAC.
KD8RTP.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, it was a pretty hot day. We had wonderful weather except for the heat. But the traffic, I think everybody ought to get out work one of these things when there's traffic. I'll break here. I was at Kenny and McCoy, and there were two Upper Arlington police officers. Head cones set up. The traffic lights were on four-way flash. And there were a lot of morons on the road because people just drove right through the four-way stop, almost hit one of the policemen. Makes you wonder, where some of these people bought their licenses. But operational-wise, it was good. I only heard of a chain coming off and one flat tire. Didn't have any medical issues that I heard of. So all in all, it was a good day. Glad to be out there helping out. Hope more folks can get out and experience that. It's KD8RTP.
Yeah, they're definitely fun events to work. I definitely agree. I think everybody should work some because there's always some good stories. Thanks for that, John. Anybody else want to talk at all about the TriFit?
W3CAN piling on.
Go ahead again, CAN.
Well, first off, I greatly appreciate you letting me speak, and I mean that genuinely. The other piece, just a second, what John said, I mean, we had one near miss and one not as near miss. Likewise with the, motorized missiles coming through the intersection down at Kenny and Woody Hayes, and we didn't even have everything on flashers, although I will say that having the big truck came in handy a lot because Sheriff's Office is not 100% equipped when they're showing up on special to close intersections that large, that completely. So it was good that we had the second vehicle down where I was at. We were able to block out all but the turning lane, which helped immensely. So, not sure if there's a takeaway there, but I just wanted to add that in. W3CAN.
Thanks for that insight, CAN. Anybody else from the TriFit want to put in their 2 cents at all? Events other than the TriFit that I might have missed that went on this week, go ahead and call KB2KAC. Hearing none, are there any stations that have any additional business or any other discussion topics for the net? If so, please call KB2KAC. Hearing none, I will now take a final round of check-ins for the Franklin County ARES Wednesday Night Net. Any stations who we might have missed or who might have joined us a little later, please go ahead and call KB2KAC.
Romeo Victor, W8RV.
RV, got you down. Any others, please call KB2KAC. With no further business or check-ins, I am now closing this session of the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. Thanks to those who brought announcements and bulletins. Thanks to those who volunteered for public service events. This is KB2KAC returning the repeater over to normal amateur operation. This is KB2KAC signing clear. Good evening and 73.
At 19 check-ins, and since I like numbers being the same, we'll call it 19 minutes. 19 check-ins, 19 minutes.
That's exactly what I got, Kevin. Sounds good to me.
Okay, thanks, Kristen, and you did a very good job for your first time. Very good job. Thanks for taking it tonight. KD8 IIB.
Well,